break of daylight. 25 miles is all I like. I'm riding the Danville Pike. Anyone had seen. Well, this old pony was tall and lean. He'd meet every challenge if they think they must. He'd leave them breathing heavy in a cloud of dust. It was just about dark on a Friday night. Not a cloud in the sky and the moon was bright. We were bound to do something that had never been done. Make it all the way to Danville on an overnight run. Was a man of means, had more money than a poor boy's dream. Paid his $500 cause I know I'm right. You'll never make Danville by the morning light. Hear the watch from my pocket says it's 4:30. Give up the rain and he begs for more. With a whole lot of heart and a little luck, we'll be drinking from the dam when the sun comes up.
Thank you so much. I want to introduce those fellows over there on the other end of the stage, doing that fine banjo playing for you. He's all the way from Newland, North Carolina. Make him welcome Mr. Jason Burleson on the banjo there. Yeah. Jason comes from a pretty remote part of the state. We always like to say that down in that part of the state, even the Episcopalians handle snakes. Those of you that know what that means.
It ain't a religious thing, though, folks. No. It's out of necessity, believe me.
They also carry switchblades.
They do?
Down there.
Do they
yeah.
really?
Every one of them.
Yeah.
This fella does, too. He never goes anywhere without his switchblade. He's from the home of the Carter family, Scott County, Virginia, folks. One of the finest singers and songwriters in the music, Mr. Sean Lane, right there.
Thank you all.
Folks, would you please make welcome from Kingsport, Tennessee, playing guitar with Blue Highway since its inception, a former member of Allison Krauss and Union Station. This is Mr. Tim Stafford on the guitar. Yeah.
Thank you, folks. We're going to try something a little different here. We haven't done this song in a while. It's on our Still Climbing Mountains record. It's, well, thank you. Appreciate that. You're the one that bought that. I knew there was... No. We are tickled to death to be able to do this record. It's an all-original record, and this is a song that I wrote about a man that that I met when he was 96 years old, and he was a union organizer back in Eastern Kentucky, and he had done many things, but one of the things that he did was to help to organize the National Miners Union in Harlan, Kentucky, 1936. Yeah. Period they called Bloody Harlan, and if you knew what actually happened back then, you'd be amazed. It's a part of American history that's not talked about in history books, but I heard it firsthand from this guy, and this is his story. It's one called Union Man. We'll try it for you.